As John F. Kennedy said on January 20th, 1961, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." As an American citizen, I believe it's my responsibility to carry the torch lit by our founding fathers. I have a responsibility to lead in the areas of humanity, education, financials, and health, as well as be an advocate for world peace and environmental concerns. I have to be the person in which others will align with. I have a responsibility not to become complacent, but to hold steadfast in the areas that continue to make America the greatest powerhouse in the world. Let it begin with me. In life, each of us will fight private battles that others are unaware of. It is my responsibility to America to refrain from judgment and to assist in lessening my brothers' and sisters' pains whenever possible. If a neighbor is in need and I am able to assist for the greater good, it is my moral obligation to do so. It is my responsibility to America to take full advantage of our nation's past, learning from both the struggles and the successes to continue to bring forth unity. It is my responsibility as a leader to set an example to those around me, to strive to be my very best and give all my effort, knowing I'm capable of making a difference. Margaret Mead, an American anthropologist, once stated, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." I couldn't agree more. It's my duty to America to be committed to making that positive difference. I have a moral responsibility to protect and provide for the elderly and disabled, to defend the weak and the voiceless. I will show my appreciation to those who have fought to protect our freedoms in the past. I am honored to carry the torch. Let it continue with me. Malcolm X once said, "If not now, then when? If not me, then who?" It is my responsibility to America to create a ripple effect of change. May I be the example of a leader with a compelling future to lead others towards passion, dedication, and never-ending determination. I have a responsibility to America to see the best in people because I believe it brings out their best. I have an obligation to my great country to point out how truly blessed we are as American citizens and to recognize that there are so many others in the world who have experienced hardships far worse. May those hardships and transgressions never be repeated here on our soil. I, and as an American citizen, have a responsibility to see that it doesn't. Let it begin with me. As an American citizen, I have a responsibility to be proactive in government and to participate fully in achieving results that all citizens would like to see. May I never become complacent. I will vote. I know that one single person, no matter age, race, or social standing, is capable of bringing change. I alone am capable of creating positive change. Let it begin with me. With regard to education, I have a responsibility for constant and never-ending improvement. I must continue to learn. I have a responsibility to America to pass on my knowledge and to mentor the next generations. Let it begin with me. I have a financial responsibility to America. My responsibility to America is to protect the rights granted to me. I pledge my allegiance as a patron. I will not overspend but be ready to help if called upon, be it with my life. May I never be the burden, but be used to lessen the burden for others. That is the America I know. Let it begin with me. With regard to health, may I be the example of strength and vitality. All success is a result of health. I have a responsibility to all the American people and the world to continue medical research and development. Let America be the shining example. Let it begin with me. I take personal responsibility for creating unity in my community. I will reach out to others. I will lead the way. America will be the shining example. Let it begin with me. I have a responsibility to America to keep her beautiful and protect her resources for the future generations. May America be the leader in clean, renewable energy. Let it begin with me. I am proud of my country, its diversity, and dedication to freedom. I aim to show the same passion and patriotism as my country's founding fathers once did. May the red, white, and blue forever fly. May I stand guard to ensure it does during my lifetime. May I pass on a bright torch. And so, as Mother Teresa once said, "Yesterday is gone, tomorrow has not yet come, We have only today. Let us begin.